You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Our God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
A coin is a legal tender that we use for transactions. And this is true in very many countries. And by its very nature, the coin has two sides, characteristically called a head and a tail. The two sides of a coin are inseparable. Thus, it is not possible to have a coin's head without the tail, or vice versa. Where there is one, there is the other. Our readings this morning tell us of something that can best be described with the analogy of the coin. And this is called love. The first reading talks about keeping the commandments of God, which is necessitated by the love of God and the love of neighbor. We see this re-echoed in the gospel, which tells us that love of God and love of neighbor is the greatest of all commandments. God expresses love for us too by giving us an eternal high priest in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. As we heard in the second reading, and it is only right that we love God in return. With the psalmist, therefore, we should be able to say, I love you, God, with all my strength. Notice, however, that in the first reading and the gospel, Scripture puts love of God and love of neighbor as two sides of the same coin. Hence, we cannot have one without the other. My dear friends, it is abundantly clear to us that love is one coin with two sides. The love of God, which is the head, and love of neighbor, which is the tail. It is not possible to talk of one without the other. And it is not possible to possess one without the other either. Where the love of God is, the love of neighbor must be present. And where the love of neighbor is, the love of God is already present. Anything less than this, we cannot talk about love in the true Christian sense of the word. The problem, however, and this is where very many of us get it all wrong, is that we want to love God without loving our brothers and our sisters. And I dare say that this is practically impossible. As Christians, without a doubt, we are God seekers. And if we are God seekers, then it also follows that we must be love seekers. For God is love, And anyone who does not love does not know God. Jesus teaches us how to see God in each person, and he tells us that we cannot love God enough if we fail to see his image in other people. Jesus summarized the whole Jewish law into love of God and neighbor. And he wanted us to understand that it is not possible to love God sincerely without loving the people whom God has made in his image and likeness. St. John makes this point very clear when he says, "Whoever does not love a brother or sister whom God has made in his image and likeness, and whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen." In other words, our love of God must be tied to our love for one another. The dual commandments of love which Jesus gave are taken from the Old Testament. The first part about the love of God was taken from the famous Shema. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." And we find this in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. The Shema emphasizes the unity of God and the obligation to love the one God. The second part about the love of neighbor was taken from Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. And therein we read, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Love your neighbor as yourself. And what is remarkable about these twin rules is that no rabbi in the past had synthesized these two passages as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did this morning. And the old idea of religion relegated the love of neighbor to the background. But Jesus made the love of neighbor inseparable from the love of God. The life of Jesus is an embodiment of the love of God and neighbor. He indeed is the perfect model of what he preached on love. The life of Jesus demonstrated that God was all and in all, and that love of God's creatures is a central aspect of a true religion. No wonder the letter to the Hebrews extols Jesus and explains why he stands higher and above the holy men that preceded him. The quality of the life of Jesus, his teaching, and his total self-giving sets him apart and higher than all Levitical priests of the Old Testament. What makes the instruction of Jesus about love so unique is that he asks his followers not to discriminate against anyone, irrespective of religion, race, tribe, gender, or social class. No one should be considered a second-class human being because he is of another denomination or religion, or he is of a different race or tribe. The only tribe we know and can speak before God is love. No true religion should promote any form of discrimination. Piety or the love of God is empty when it cannot be demonstrated in the love of others who are different and whose ways of life appear strange to us. Jesus teaches us that our love of God is incomplete unless we love everyone and respect everyone, because everyone is made in the image and likeness of God. I love this poem by Shireen Assaat, and this poem for me summarizes precisely the message that Jesus intends that we take home today. And the title of the poem is Love Me Before I Die. And I read, when I am dead, your tears may flow, but I won't know. Cry for me now instead. When I am dead, you will send flowers, but I won't see. Send them now instead. When I am dead, you will say words of praise about me, but I won't hear. Praise me now instead. When I am dead, you will forget my faults, but I won't know. Forget them now instead. When I am dead, you will say how great I was. If you tell it now, I will feel proud. When I am dead, you will come to my grave and whisper, I love you. Why did you leave? But I will not be able to feel you in my arms. Don't wait if you have to express. Tell that now instead. So please don't wait. Tell that now instead. What a very beautiful and powerful poem. I'd like to end my sermon this morning with the story of a monk, or some monks, that left the monastery because they were confronted by bitter persecution. They passed through excruciating suffering, and there were no new intakes, no new monks to admit. So only 5 very old monks remained in the monastery that had by this time become very old and dilapidated. And the rabbi visited the monks, and at the end of the visit, the abbot, who is the head of the monastery, asked if the rabbi had any useful advice for the monks. The rabbi said, the only message I have for you is that the Messiah is one of you. For many days, the monks pondered over this message and wondered if there was any truth in what the rabbi said. Could the Messiah be any one of them? They questioned. One of them asked, could the Messiah be the abbot who has led them for many years? Could the Messiah be Brother Eldred? He couldn't be, because he is cranky and eccentric. however he could be, because he has a great capacity for saying and doing what is right. Could the Messiah be Brother Philip? No, he could not be, because Brother Philip is so passive and laid back. Nevertheless, he has wonderful virtues of kindness, selflessness, and he is charitable to all. Each of them also asked, could the Messiah be ordinary me? They thought that is hardly possible. Nevertheless, the message of the rabbi made the monks begin treating each other with utmost respect and tender love, conscious that any one of them could be the Messiah. They began to see the Messiah in each one of them. On this Sunday, my dear friends, let us resolve that going forward, we shall transact business with this coin of love, not forgetting that love of God and love of neighbor can never, ever be separated. And may God bless our hearts and our world with peace as we love him in our neighbors. I'd like to conclude by inviting you to repeat after me the act of love together. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I love you with all my heart.
I love you with all my heart.
And for your sake.
For your sake.
I will love my neighbor as myself.
I will love my neighbor as myself.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.